Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Since 2018, there have been over 220 class action lawsuits filed against employers in connection with their retirement plans. And the top 10 settlements in those suits for 2021 alone totaled $840 million. But our next guest says there is a new type of retirement plan that may limit employers' risk of retirement plan-related litigation. Chip Hardy is a fiduciary consultant with FinTrust Capital Advisors. He joins us by phone from his office in Columbia, South Carolina. Chip, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike. Glad to be here.
Now, first of all, tell us about FinTrust.
Thank you. Well, FinTrust Capital Advisors is a boutique investment advisory firm servicing high net worth clients, foundations, endowments, municipalities, and then the topic we're going to talk about today, corporate retirement plans. And collectively, we manage about $4.4 billion of assets under management. And we were recently acquired by United Community Bank, or UCBI, which has multiple branches in five states and about $25 billion in assets from a banking institute standpoint.
All right. And so let's jump into this topic then. Why are retirement plans being sued?
Well, fiduciary responsibility and corresponding liability has been a hot topic the last 5 or so years. And there's a few plaintiffs firms out there that think there's a lot of money at stake when plan committees or plan sponsors are not acting in the best interest of their participants. So they've been getting some scrutiny for investments and fiduciary decisions that has caused these lawsuits.
Well, give us a few examples of where that has actually been the case, where these lawsuits have been justified.
If a fiduciary committee is not paying attention when their plan grows from a few million dollars to tens of millions of dollars, and they're still using the original share classes of investments in their lineup for their participants, oftentimes they can get a price break or a tiering of their fees based on higher asset values. So committees need to pay attention to that.
All right. Well, now talk about this new type of retirement plan. Exactly what is it and what's the name of this plan?
Sure. It's called a pooled employer plan, or PEP for short. It came about with the SECURE Act that was passed in December of 19 and issued into law January 1st of 21. But they allow multiple unrelated employers to pool their resources from an asset and participant standpoint into one master plan and get the benefits of economies of scale. It's been very well received so far.
Does this mean that there are companies out there that serve as the pooling agent, I guess?
That's correct. It's called the pooled plan provider. They actually sponsor the plan, and then they hire the investment management firm to be a discretionary money manager across all participating employers. And they also hire a third-party administrator and record keeper to do the administrative work.
Okay, what are the qualifications for an employer to take a look at this?
Sponsor a retirement plan. It's as simple as that. The law was passed to try to encourage small businesses who otherwise might not sponsor their own standalone single employer plan to pool into a larger group plan or association type thing to where they get the benefits of other people participating as well. We've seen some large employers with hundreds of employees participate in these, as well as small employers with only a few.
Walk us through then what the reasoning would be for why these type of plans might face less potential litigation.
Because you as the participating employer are basically delegating all of your fiduciary responsibility to the pooled plan provider who is responsible for everything for the most part. So you do not have the fiduciary responsibility to monitor the investments because the pooled plan provider does that for you. You do not have the responsibility to send out all the notices on a timely fashion because the third party administrator is responsible for that. You don't have individual audit requirements. Well, the pooled plan provider gets one audit for the master trust.
Okay, and so who are these pooled plan providers then? I'm guessing pretty big, trustworthy companies?
They are. They can be the record keepers. You know, some of the national players have started sponsoring them. They can be compliance outfits that do nothing but support retirement plans, third-party administrators. Anybody can do that if they have the competency, as you mentioned, in the ERISA space. And there's a little over 200 of these plans that have been established in the last year and a half. There's not a tremendous market for these yet, but they are growing by leaps and bounds every day.
Well, Chip, thank you so much for spending time with us today and enlightening us on this topic.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate the opportunity and hope it'll help people retire safely.
Chip Hardy is a fiduciary consultant with FinTrust Capital Advisors, and he spoke to us by phone from his office in Columbia. And remember, you can hear the show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And you can find us wherever you find your podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.
Securities offered through FinTrust Brokerage Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC, and investment advisory services offered through FinTrust Capital Advisors, LLC. Insurance services offered through FinTrust Insurance and Benefits, Inc. Any views expressed in this message are those of the individual sender, except where the message states otherwise and the sender is authorized to state them to be the views of any such entity. Trade instructions may not be accepted via email. This material does not constitute an offer to sell, solicitation of an offer to buy, recommendation to buy, or representation as the suitability or appropriateness of any security, financial product, or instrument, unless explicitly stated as such in the transcript or audio of the podcast. Past performance is not necessarily indicative of future returns. Performance numbers have not necessarily been independently reviewed or audited, and therefore we make no representation as to its accuracy. Any reference to the terms of any contract should be treated as preliminary only and subject to our formal written confirmation. This information should not be construed as legal, regulatory, tax, or accounting advice. This message and any attached materials is for the sole use of the intended recipient or recipients and may contain information that is privileged, confidential, and exempt from disclosure under applicable law. Any review, dissemination, distribution, or duplication of this communication is strictly prohibited.